Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
I'm Jennifer Topaz-Rose.
And this is the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for the needlework artists and others.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to be an artist.
Well, no. No. But you know, if you can make something, there's artists there.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit.
I think. Yeah. Even
for
yeah,
sure.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Tonight on the Stitch Hour, the plan is to have Beth show us. She's been making some art prints, I guess we would call them.
Right.
With dyes and different objects. And they're, quite frankly, they're stunning. I really, every time she posts one, it's like, wow, how'd you figure that out? And she's been doing a bunch of them. So she's going to show and tell. And we get to learn how she does that. Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, I follow, you know, obviously I follow her and I know what she's doing and stuff, and but I'll let her explain it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't pretend to understand any of it. I mean, yeah, you probably know, yeah, I'm sure you know a lot more than I do, but
I get what the thing is, but
yeah.
Like I said, I'll let her do it.
But it's just great to look at. I mean, it's so creative and original. So that'll be tonight. That should be fun. And we'll be doing that.
Definitely.
Yep.
Cool.
And Sunday is our big 500th show.
Woohoo!
Yay. That's at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on May 29 on the YouTube channel. It's going to be a live show, live video show. And our guests, we've got a rack of guests, Debbie Rowley, Kim Young, Ilka Cochran, Barbara Hudson, Karen Kluba, Jessica Grimm, Krista West, Kathy Ray, Sharon Bruce, Natalie Dupuy, and Cyber Pointers and Sassy Jacks are sponsoring the show. And I'd like to be able to say how many things we are giving away for the drawing, but that's an ever-changing thing, so I can't.
Right.
Yeah. So, but there will be several things to give away. The crown jewel will be 10 $50 gift certificates to Sassy Jack Stitchery. Compliments of Kim Young. So that'll be the crown jewel.
I know, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's really generous. And so those, and then the several charts that people are contributing and kits and other things. So we'll have plenty of things to give away. Now, to do the giveaway, though, we're going to do this. We got to have some sanity to it. So
this is
how we're doing it. Between now and midnight Central Time, Saturday night, May 28, to be entered in the drawings, you send an email to gary@wetalkfiber.com. In the subject line, you just put the number 500. Don't put anything else, just 500. And then in the body of the email, you put your name and address. So gary@wetalkfiber.com, subject line, just put the number 500. And then in the body of the email, your name and address, and you just send that email. And then if you send that before midnight Central Saturday night, May 28, then you'll be entered in the drawing. And
nice.
But we're not taking entries on the day of the show. We got to have we got to be able
that
to.
That was crazy in the past because everybody's feed refresh is different.
Right.
And stuff. And plus, so are you going to put everybody in like a spreadsheet for like a number line?
Exactly.
And you'll do like a random number picker?
Exactly.
Awesome.
That's
a good plan. Perfect plan.
Exactly how we're doing it. Yep. It's already
nice.
People who've entered already are already in the spreadsheet. Marcus handling that. Yeah. So then it goes in the spreadsheet. Then that assigns everyone a number. Then, yes, just like you described, random number generator. And then those numbers come up. So Marcus handling all that. And
Perfect.
Then we'll figure out what the prizes are. And then, because I wanted to announce the winners during the show.
Right.
To me, that was the thing above all. I mean, obviously, you want to be fair. But
right.
I didn't want people to have a big celebration show. And then next week, we'll have the winners. And,
yeah. And then it's also like, you don't want them to be stressed out trying to enter. You want them to enjoy the show.
Right.
So yeah. Are you going to publish a list of the names on the spreadsheet so people can see what number they are?
No, we'll just,
okay.
we'll just, no, we're,
Well, you know, somebody might ask, so I'm going to ask for them.
No. Marga's got a spreadsheet. Okay. Everybody's in there, and we just do the drawings, and then we'll announce them. So I don't know, every quarter of an hour. It's looking like the show's going to run 2 hours. So, like, every 15 minutes we'll have...
Just two? I mean, with all those guests, it really sounds like it's going to be longer.
Well, you know, we're telling
people
each
like
of...
to talk.
We're
know,
telling
right?
each of them 10 minutes. So, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 times 10. That's 100 minutes. So 2 hours, 120. So that gives us 20 minutes of slop. So
right.
should be able to pull that off.
All right.
I hope. Yeah, because all these people, every time they encounter us, you know, it's an hour worth of talking. So,
I know, because they want to talk and they ask questions, and before you know it, it's like forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we'll have to we'll have to keep it reined in. It's just
right. Do people have to be listening to win, or they're entered so they win regardless of whether they can listen or not?
Right. Yeah, that's the other part. Is you know, obviously we want people to be able to. To join us, you know, that's obvious.
Right.
But also, yeah, no, it'd make it
it's
possible.
Memorial Day weekend.
Right. That's just it. Yeah. Sunday afternoon. I can't do it. Yeah. I understand. So, yeah, if you just get entered, and whether you listen or not, because, I mean, in practically there's no way we can know if they're listening anyway. So it's not like you can check.
That's true.
Yeah. So get entered, and then we'll announce the winners. And by leaving your name and address in the email, then that way we can send things out. We don't have to contact you or anything. It's simple.
Right. So, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds like a really good plan.
Well, I hope so. It should be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's just if you entered, you get a number. Then you go in the random number generator, pulls up a number, and whoever gets – I mean, that's how all of the, like – podcasts who give stuff away regularly do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I do. That's what I do when we have Wednesday giveaways is the same thing.
Right. Right.
Same deal. But, yeah.
So that's the way it's done.
It's the only way it's fair to everyone without it being a nightmare. You know, that's like,
exactly.
You know, that's why on Wednesday nights, it's just for people who are in the audience because otherwise, you know, when do you cut it off? You know,
exactly. Yeah.
At some point,
and it is a bonus point, reward for attending the show.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and at some point, it just has to be done, so it gets done. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep, so that's Sunday. And then next Wednesday, the June the whatever, there's not going to be a show.
Oh, okay.
No. There's not going to be a podcast or a stitch hour. Going to take a week off before we start the next 500 shows.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's, I'm being selfish. Just going to take a week off before we start the next 500 shows. Yeah.
That sounds good. That's fine. You're allowed.
Thank you.
You know, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, that's what we're going to do. Just going to take
a little
break.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking just the other day, well, I was actually this morning riding my bike, 500 shows. And then somebody pointed out, I think it was Kim, that if you add on all of the stitch hours and all the extra things we've done through the years, it's probably 600 plus shows that we've done.
Yeah. Because for a while, at the beginning of the pandemic, you were doing 3 a week.
Right. Right.
In addition to the others.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it
I
was
remember,
crazy.
Because I was always there listening. I was like, my show's on.
Yep. Yeah, we were helping people get through that isolation thing. Yeah.
Totally helped a ton.
Yeah. So it probably is. I've not counted, and I'm not going to bother, but it's probably north of 60. But, yeah, you think about that. You know, that's just a ton of shows.
Right.
All about needlework. And if you go back, if you know, and we have people who found us recently, and you know, I've started from the beginning, and you know, all the guests and all the things we've talked about, it's, you know, it's just pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So.
For sure.
Yep. So, you know, pardon us. We're going to take a week off. The thing is, a week off, but we'll probably be recording Sunday shows during that week, just you know, to try and get ahead. Like, so
you'll still be busy, but.
So 2 o'clock Eastern time, you know, and that's the other thing. Somebody asked me the other day, if you subscribe to the Fiber Talk YouTube channel, you know, if you're new to this whole thing, you know, subscribe to the, go to YouTube and just look up Fiber Talk and subscribe. And then there's three bell icons and there's one that gives you all notifications. If you do that, then you'll get notified when there's a show going on YouTube.
Right. Even if it's a surprise, it'll pop, you know, if you do a surprise little 5 minute, we're testing something show, it'll be like Fiber Talk is now live. And you'll be like, what? Let me see, what are they doing? You know?
So, you know, that's the way to do it. Then you get, you get notified. You know, every time we've done any kind of testing, it's, there's always, you know, half dozen or 15 people that'll show up to help us out, which is really cool.
Right. And that's how the people are in the know early. Because they're like, oh, I was at the testing. I got notified.
Right. That's right. So, yeah. So subscribe to that. Subscribe to that. And then you get notified when new things come up. And particularly on YouTube. And then, obviously, as we've said a thousand times, use your a podcast app on a mobile device or whatever. But use a podcast app to listen to the regular Wednesday and Sunday shows. It's so much easier. You don't have to think about it. They just show up for you. And you can listen to them or you can download the file and then you don't have to have internet access. So that, you know, that's the way to go for the regular, the Wednesday and Sunday shows like this show here. I mean, those are, they're audio shows. Yeah. We do a, do a video on YouTube, but it's just still photos. Yeah.
But the one on Sunday is pictures of what the people that you're talking about have done.
So that's always fun, right?
Yeah. And I know back in the day, you used to kind of put the picture up according to what they were talking about kind of at the same time. But I know that's a lot of work.
Hours of work.
I know, because I've done my own videos before. So I know it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Like it. But I know it's a ton of work.
No, because you sit there trying to light. No, I'm not doing
it.
It
takes like 3 or 4 hours.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Because I've done it and it does take forever.
And it takes long enough just to get the video put together or to get the podcast and the write up
and then
the posting.
It takes forever just to publish the dang thing.
Yeah. I'm really frustrated with YouTube these days.
It's always been like that, though. That's nothing new.
Well, no, it's always taken forever, but it's gotten worse recently.
Has it?
Yeah, they're doing this thing called checks, and they're checking for copyright infringement. And there have been more than once where I was going to post on a Saturday night, and it was taking so long that I just left it go and went to bed and did it in the morning. Because it was taking so long. So I don't know what they're doing, but it's very annoying because it used to be checks would be 5 or 10 minutes and then they'd be ready to go, but it's not.
See, when I used to do mine, I would just leave it and it would take like 5 or 6 hours just for my little, but I did a lot of editing.
Oh.
And I put in a lot of words and, you know, I put in a lot of text boxes and I did a lot of editing. And that I know takes longer.
Yeah, as the file size, yeah.
Yeah, and then I always had my little videos and my exercise.
Right.
Because I'm crazy.
Yeah, no, mine, the Fiber Talk ones, they'll upload in 15 to 20 minutes. Usually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 15 minutes is pretty typical. It doesn't take long at all. But these checks things will run for sometimes 2 or 3 hours, and it's like, come on, you guys.
Wow.
If I was infringing on copyrights, you'd have caught me 15 times by now. But
right.
But, you know, they got to be careful that stuff, you know.
Of course. Yeah, I know.
I watch a guy who analyzes Beato, B-E-A-T-O is his name, and he does a lot with rock music.
And
he'll break down songs, you know, and here's how it was put together, and here's the story behind them. It's fascinating stuff. But there are some groups that he can't play their recording. because right. because they actually have agencies who watch and will block him.
Right.
You're protecting their material. So like he'll have right. to, for those, he'll have to actually play the piece and it, you know, and I know it's a real frustration for him. And so then yeah. some groups, he just doesn't even bother anymore. It's just become so much hassle.
Right.
So I understand people got to protect their copyrights. I mean, I'm all for that.
Yeah, but, for sure.
Come on, YouTube. Do it faster.
Yeah.
So.
Goodness.
Yep. So all of that is happening. Pretty exciting. And then on June 22, you want to mark this down. Not sure how it's going to play out. We're going to do a thing with Gayanne Rogers.
Okay.
So I don't know if she's going to do the live show, the Wednesday podcast, or both.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't sorted that out. Don't quit hurting yourself.
I'm doing a tamari ball, and I poked my finger.
I figured that's what you were poking it with something, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Gayanne has a new design that we're going to do with her.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to have a pre-sale, so if you're interested, you want to keep tabs at GayanneRogers.com. But it's a little, I don't know, 6 or 7 inch square piece where you stitch the middle. The middle is all set. And then she gives you different options for the four quadrants around the middle. So you can do your own finish it off design. So it's a way to make decisions about changing a design, but do it safely. And
right.
then we're gonna have a different color palette combinations, thread combinations.
Okay.
That you can choose from and get that all put together. So it'll be a way to learn about color and learn about design and modifying designs, but to do it without getting yourself in so deep you can't get out.
And, right. And with guidance from a teacher.
Yeah, from one of the best in the business, yes.
Exactly.
Nice. So so that's going to be a lot of fun. And and also, if you've never done counted canvas work, this will be an excellent opportunity to put your toe in the water. Because, again,
nice.
like you said, you'll have guidance all the way through. Well, and Gayanne's instructions are so good anyway.
Right.
But, so we're going to start that. There'll probably be several shows, but more details to come.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's a cool little thing. And
neat.
Yeah. So watch. So the chart, Gayanne will sell the charts, as she always does. You know, Gayanne
right.
has her system, and so she'll sell the charts from her site. And then we're working on a shop that will provide kits.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I know she tends to like to do kits. So she's not going to do the kits. Shop's going to do the kits.
Not for this one, no.
Right.
Because it's different. Yeah, because different color combinations, just too many variables. So it's easier if it comes from a shop.
Okay.
But she will sell the chart. And I have a copy of the chart. I want to tell you, it's probably a quarter inch thick of pages.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
But it's
yeah,
all finishing.
Out.
Yeah, there's a whole section I'm finishing to make into ornaments and the whole bit. I mean, it's everything.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. And of course,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, me and my friends that get together out here, they are trying to learn and teach themselves how to finish their own needle point little ornaments and stuff instead of sending them to a finisher.
Right.
And so we've had at least one get together where one of them knows what to do. So she's kind of instructing and
yeah,
they're trying to learn how.
Well, all right. So this will be a chance to apply those skills then.
Right. And it's somebody, she's giving instructions on how to do it.
Right. Right.
You know, because needlepoint, you know, it's not as easy. It's different than cross stitch.
Yeah. Yeah. The canvas is a little stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then, like, when they were doing it, they discovered that if they would have stitched on the outside of the design in either the color of the back, like, whatever color would have worked best for the design. So when they sew it together, that little part that shows
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be like the canvas. It would be stitching like yeah. it was the background, you know?
Right. Right.
And yeah, little tricks like that that you realize after you've gotten it sewn together.
Yeah,
after... Oh, I should have done that, you know?
Yeah, that's when you learn those. Yeah, oh man, yeah. Come on.
And they're like, well, we could get some acrylic paint and really carefully paint it the same color, you know? And next time we'll do it right.
Right, right.
But they were practicing on ones that weren't like super important. They're like, this one's just whatever.
So, yeah.
You know.
Well, and that's the thing to do. Yeah. You use stuff that if you have to throw it away, you don't care. Yeah.
Right. Or if it's not, you know, don't use your favorite one. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's my favorite one.
And then I wrecked it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's an opportunity. So that'll be cool. June 22nd will be... We're summer solstice is the 21st. We're trying to get as close to that as we could for just, you know, whatever gimmick that is.
Is it the summer solstice stitch along or something?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Whatever. It's just a great design with a lot of flexibility and.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So.
So when's she going to start selling the charts?
She's going to do a pre-sale into June. So I would guess maybe the second week of June, she's going to start a pre-sale so people will be able to get their charts.
Okay. And she's selling physical charts, not downloads.
Right. Yeah. The printed thing. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you have to order it so you can get the package in time.
Right.
And then get the supplies from whatever shop you guys decide is going to.
Yeah. We'll coordinate that. So like the show we'll talk about. On the 22nd, we'll talk about it and show what we're going to do and so on and so forth. But but the actual stitching can't happen that soon because people need to get their materials. So
okay, so it is that show's just the introduction.
Right.
And maybe you've already bought your chart so you can look through it as you talk.
Right.
But you won't have supplies, so nobody freak out that they don't have supplies yet.
Right. Exactly. Okay. You got it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, because that'll happen.
Perfect. We'll have information soon about the kits. I just have to have a minute to make a phone call and set things up. So, yeah. So that's coming up. So 500 shows, but then we're not going to quit. So we got more new stuff coming.
Well, that sounds fun. I think I'm going to have to do that as well. Like I'm going to participate.
Yeah, and it's not, it's just a small project, so it's not like you're going to devote
And I haven't done anything Gay Ann Rogers yet.
You've not? Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
So this will be new for, this will be a first for me. I've done, you know, the needlepoint, but I've not done Gay Ann Rogers stuff. I've only done, like, the Dawn to Dusk and the Royal Garden, which I'm still working on.
Yeah.
And then a couple little things, but.
Well. Right in that ball game. Gay Ann stuff is fun to do.
Awesome.
Yep. Really good. Yep.
Yay.
So that's coming up. If you're looking for a summer project, it's going to be perfect. Yep.
I don't have enough, but the no.
So we had what's that?
I just started a new secret stitching. I found someone stitch worthy. And they're getting secret stitching, so I've been cranking it out, but I can't show or tell because this person does watch my stuff.
Okay.
So it's super secret.
Okay. We won't talk then.
But they're a family member, that's all I'm going to say. Oh, but I've got like 70-some family members, so.
Yep. So you flew to Colorado. We had a great show with your mother.
Yeah, that was fun. She really liked it. She was nervous, but obviously she totally was fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So then, and then you guys, you had the family members. It was interesting to me watching your posts because, you know, obviously a family of people who make things. Mm-hmm. And so you had a great time doing that. What you did, got the group together for Tamari Balls and.
Yeah.
What does a family of makers do when they get together?
Well, my aunt, so I've got, my dad has six brothers, so he's, you know, there's seven boys and they all live in Colorado. And my mom and like four of my aunts all went to high school together and all met my uncles in high school and got married like right after. So they've known each other since they were teenagers.
Are you kidding me? All of them high school sweethearts? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So my mom, Jeannie, Sylvia, And one, two. Oh, my Aunt Debbie with my Uncle Russell, my mom's brother. So my mom's brother is a couple years older than her, and my Aunt Debbie went to the same high school. And so they were cheerleaders together. They knew each other, you know.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so they're like practically sisters.
Yeah.
Because they've all known each other since they were 13, 14, 15, 16, young.
You don't hear that. You know, it used to be that high school sweethearts, like Marcus Cousins, they met in high school and they've been married, I don't know, 60 years now, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear that much anymore. People who met in high school, got married, and, you know, are still going. It's pretty rare. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's still, you know, there's been a couple divorces in the family, but not amongst them. They've all, you know, stayed married.
Wow. That's fantastic.
So isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So they've known each other forever. All of my uncles and my dad and everybody, you know, they grew up building houses because my grandfather, he was a high school teacher. He taught history, but he knew how to build houses and stuff. And he would help other people, other teachers in the school, help them build their own house and all this. And this is back in like, what, 50s?
Right, right.
You know, a long time ago, 60.
Yeah.
But so everybody, almost every... buddy, all the uncles have had some sort of career in building or making.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they've all, you know, maybe not the full career, but they've done making stuff.
They know their way around a hammer and nail. Huh?
Yeah, and like my Uncle Dane, we were at Sylvie and Dane's house, and my Uncle Dane, he makes, he's a woodworker, and he does beautiful wood stuff, and he makes picture frames out of pieces of wood that he finds that have fallen off trees, like tree limbs and whatnot.
Oh.
And he makes gorgeous custom picture frames, but he does it just for himself and the family.
Uh-huh.
You know, he doesn't sell them or anything like that. He's like me. It's like, I want to make what I want to make when I want to make it, and I don't want to make it for anybody else because I don't want to deal with that. You know? But he's always making stuff. And my Aunt Sylvia is very artistic as well. She paints, and she's talked about how she's done, like, she saw this art quilt, and she's like, oh, I want to make something like that. And she just went and just did it. Just made an art quilt and stuff. And I know I've seen the quilt block, but she put it in her mother's quilt. When her mother died, everybody made a quilt block and put it in a quilt and put it in her casket with her.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but she's very artistic too. And so the aunts have gotten together before, up at one of my aunt and uncles has a cabin up in Grand Lake, and well, it's like a house. They call it a cabin. It's a house. And so they go up there and they've all gotten together and done like oil painting.
Well,
you know, they'll have like, they'll get all the oil painting stuff together and they'll all, and I've seen pictures of what they've done. It's good. It's like really good. I'm like, oh my gosh, look what everybody did. And yeah, so they're all, a lot of them are very artistic. So like my Aunt Carla that was there, she's artistic. Sylvia, my cousin Kelsey, she's an accountant, but I think she really took to the tamari.
Uh-huh.
And she, because it's very mathematical and it's very precise.
Oh, okay.
And I think it spoke to her accountant side.
Yeah.
Because she likes math and numbers and stuff. And she caught on quick, and you could see that little excitement fire, you know, like, I like this. You know, at first she was like, I don't know, you know, because she doesn't do a lot of crafty stuff that I'm aware of.
Uh-huh.
But man, she really took a shine to the tamari, and she got it. And she was excited that she got it. It was cool. So.
Yeah, well, I can see somebody like that. Well, all right, we're going to divide the sphere up into very specific areas.
Yeah, and you use a piece of paper, like, you know, the quilling papers?
Yeah.
That's what you use. And you have to, if you've never done it before, knowing why you're dividing all these, this piece of paper up into these little bits and cutting little notches, you're like, huh, you don't get it. after they started doing the stitching and they saw where their guidelines might have been just a little bit off, so their ball was a little wonky,
mm-hmm.
their shapes were a little, and they're like, oh, I get it now why that was all so important. So when they do it again, they're like, I got it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like that. It's a leap of faith at the beginning. I was like, I'm so glad nobody gave up on me at the beginning, because that part takes a long time when you're teaching it for the first time, and it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's precise. So, like one time we were cutting, you have to cut these little angled notches where the fold is to make a little point so you know where your little dividing line is, right? And my aunt Carla was like, oh, does it matter which side you put the notch on? I was like, yeah, do it all. Oh, because I was going to get creative. I'm like, we do not get creative with our measuring device. She started laughing.
Stop.
You sound just like your father. I'm like, no.
But that there's must no have been a lot of fun, though.
It was fun. It was fun. But I've never taught before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I taught my niece and nephew when they were little kids how to knit and crochet. But I've never really taught something big like this before. So that was new for me.
Yeah.
You know? But I made sure I read the book and made sure I went through all the steps before so I didn't forget anything. And...
Right. Yeah, because that's the doing it for yourself is one thing, or doing it uh-huh. with people who know what they're doing. But yeah, when you got to explain it to someone else, that's a different level. Yeah.
Right. And explain it in a way that they can understand.
Yep.
And that you don't sound like a total idiot.
Yep.
But yeah, they said my Aunt Sylvia was a teacher. She said I was a very good teacher. I was like, oh, thank you. I've never done it before.
That's great. What fun. What fun.
It was fun. And they all did, you know, really well and got the hang of it. And
so you shipped them off all with Tamari balls all started, and they just got to go finish them.
Yep, they need to finish them. I haven't seen that anybody has finished one yet. I'll have to text them all and be like, has anybody worked more on their ball? I want to see pictures. But I don't think so. But it's summer.
Yeah.
Well, except for it did snow like 7 inches in Colorado and Colorado Springs the other
that.
Day. So.
I saw that. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, that's Colorado.
Yep. Well, that's fun. So you did that. And of course, we did the show with your mom. And did mm-hmm. you had stitching with you. So you did that too then.
I did. Well, I had the COVID.
Yeah. You got to throw that in. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I totally thought I just had a head cold. It felt like a head cold. The only thing that really made me feel bad was my throat kept hurting, like really bad, like on fire.
Oh my!
And it would be soothed with tea with honey, or like a cold popsicle, or hot, you know, chicken noodle soup would kind of soothe it. But then if you go to sleep and you wake up, it's on fire.
So that was the symptom that stood out over anything
else.
That
was the one that took me to the doctor.
Yeah.
Because I was like, maybe I have strep throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was around a lot of little kids
mm-hmm.
at the memorial service for my grandfather. There was like 20 kids probably.
Yeah.
But,
Well, yeah, and yeah, I'm one who's susceptible to strep throat, and yeah, that's not pretty.
I used to get it all the time when I was a kid. Every year I got strep throat.
That's
usually
not
around
pretty.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But, and I think it was the night that we did the show after we got off, I was okay. And then, man, I was feeling like on fire, like my head. I took my temperature, it was like 101. It's like, whoa. So I took some Tylenol and I took some other medicine, went to bed. And then the next day, the throat and my high temperature was gone, but I still had like a 99.9.
Oh.
And then the next day, I think I had like a 99.5. The low grade fever kept lingering and the sore throat kept lingering. So then I was like, well, my mom's like, we need to get you a strep test. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, let me do a COVID test just to rule it out, because I'm sure they're going to want to know if I took one. So I'll do, you know, went to Walgreens, got a test, boom, it came up positive. And then we discovered they had home tests. We forgot they had home tests. That turned up positive.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then I did go in the grocery stores out there. King Supers have these little clinics. So it's like a little mini doctor office with, I think, nurse practitioner and stuff. And they gave me a strep test. and the strep test was negative.
Yeah.
And then because I was so many days out from my first symptoms, I couldn't take antivirals because it was too late.
Oh, okay.
But within a couple of days, it went away and I was fine. And it went away quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and then I was fine.
Well, good. I'm glad it didn't ruin the trip.
No, I mean, there was a week though where we had a lot of stuff we were gonna do and we couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's just it. You get it, and then it not only shuts you down, but everybody around you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And my mom never tested positive, and she never felt sick or anything. Mm. My dad was out of town; he was off fishing
and
somewhere.
Stayed out.
Well, you know, he didn't even really know. He just had planned to go fishing. That's what they do. And so he was gone during the worst of it.
Okay.
And then when he did come home, I just wore a mask around the house. If I was out of my room, stayed away from him. It's big enough that we could easily, hi over there. I ate dinner in the dining room by myself. Yeah.
Well, glad it was just a mild thing. Yeah.
It was. It was just like a cold. If it wasn't for the sore throat, I would have just had a head cold and never known.
Yeah. And that, of course, all the vaccines and everything.
Yeah. Vaccinated, boosted, all that stuff. Yeah. But, you know, you get a flu vaccine, you still get the flu. You just don't get it so bad.
Yeah. It doesn't put you on your back. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean.
Well, that's too bad that has to happen, but, you know, it's nothing you can do.
And I put it out there on, you know, the Copaz family Facebook group and stuff, and nobody that I am aware of got sick or anything.
So you didn't pass it on to the whole family.
I let everybody know, you know, I was like, oh my God. But I think most of them were vaccinated and boosted too. So yeah.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yep. So when you got to visit the stitching shop?
Yes. I went to the stitching shop in Denver.
From the pictures, it looks like it's an impressive shop.
Yeah, I had gone there a couple years ago, I think right before the pandemic, and it's in the same location, but they hadn't remodeled yet. So they've remodeled and expanded, and they really redid the way they display all the floss and all those clear bins, the drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome, because you can see it without having to open it and touch it.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps it all inside and away from the dust. And they have so, like, the picture couldn't even encompass the full length of the row, the wall, the boulevard, they call it, of stitching.
Is that what they call it, the boulevard?
Threads. Yeah. Yep.
Excellent.
It used to be Thread Alley. Now it's Thread Boulevard. So.
Excellent. That's got to be... I would think if you're setting up a store, that's got to be, obviously it's a main part of your retail space, but also it has to be a lot of fun to set that up and display the threads so that, you know, they just suck you in because
and of course, it's not just that one wall either. There's another wall that has some on like that. I mean, and then in the office is where they keep all the Krynek and the spools in the same kind of bins. And oh my goodness, so much. They have so much.
Yeah. A roomy store. It looked like it was roomy.
Yeah. Lots of room. Oh, and in between, like in the aisles of thread, you'll see these tall tables, tall, skinny tables.
Uh-huh.
That's where you can lay your pattern and lay your threads out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
they have those all over the store.
Oh, that's excellent. So you're not all scrambling for the same corner of a counter.
Right. No, they have these long, narrow tables that are up high, too, so you're not having to bend over and break your back.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. They're super nice.
Oh, man. So whoever's that's fantastic. Anyone who's in there can lay out threads and figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's superb. Excellent.
Yep, lots of room to lay out threads for multiple people.
Excellent.
And the lighting is excellent.
Yeah.
Super good lighting.
Well, your pictures, it looked like they really had, it was not dingy, dull lighting. It was.
Yeah, it was good. Good lighting. And then they have that big front area where they had four tables set up, I think. But and up there she has some more painted canvas hanging,
mm-hmm.
but they're on roller things, so they can roll them out of the way and put two more tables in so they can get six tables in.
Oh.
She said.
So for events and things, classes. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they do a Sunday stitch-in where, like, people can come and sit on Sundays and stitch together in that area. So that's on Sundays. It's opened up again because, you know, COVID closed everything. Yeah. But
yeah. Wow. Is it now, what does it have? Is it like a needlepoint shop or a cross-stitch shop? I mean, is there a specific thing or is it kind of everything?
They do both. They have everything. She has lots of painted canvas. And then she also has lots of the charted canvas, the counted canvas, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And tons of cross-stitch and stuff for everything.
Excellent.
She even had banding. She had some banding in the fabric area. And then she carries those roll-away frames.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw the roll-a-frame. She has a good supply there. And then I actually saw the roll-a-frame stand and the way it hooks in and you can flip your piece from front to back without having to actually flip it over. It just flippy-flops, you know?
Yeah.
I saw that. That was cool. I had never seen one in real life before.
Yeah, that whole system that guy has built is quite impressive. He really has an eye for what's needed and how to make it work. I think he's got one of the more impressive and a full lineup of parts and pieces. And there isn't very much that probably nothing that you could you'd say, "Well, do you have this?" And he'd have to say, "No." You know, I'm pretty sure he is. That's a good one. Yep.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, this is nice. If I ever want to upgrade from my homemade stuff, you know, because it fits all the kind of things that I want. And it has this little dial in the middle where you can widen or narrow the stand if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The legs part.
Right. Yeah.
And then because it doesn't have the arms that come out, like the ones I made have those arms that you wiggle around.
Right.
This one, you have it the width of whatever your scroll bars are. So you can set them in the thing and flippy floppy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a marketing term. Flippy floppy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm really good with those terms. You know?
Yeah. I think they teach that in second year marketing.
Okay.
There's a whole unit on flippy floppy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Look at me. I didn't even go to marketing school. So smart.
So where is the shop? Is it downtown in Denver or where is it located?
It's in Denver. I just don't know a whole lot of Denver. It's kind of in Denver. It's not on an outskirts. It's kind of central.
Okay. Because it frustrates me when I first learned about it. I would go to events, conferences and things in Denver with some frequency and, would have loved, and that's right downtown and would have loved to have visited the shop, but didn't know it existed at the time. So, and now events tend to kind of move around the country and, some years you'll go to Denver a couple times and repeat that the next year, and then you won't go to Denver for several years, and or any other city for that matter. And so I haven't been back to Denver in some time, but next time,
right,
I'm going. Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm looking at it on the map here because I favorited it on my Google Maps. It's got a little heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's west of the I-25 in the area, Lakewood kind of area.
Okay.
Because, they have different little areas. But it's pretty close to the central Denver.
Okay.
It's not like on a super outskirt. It's more central.
Yeah.
But not in the heavy-duty downtown.
Okay. Well, next chance I get, I'm looking it up. So a stitching shop. All right.
Yeah, a stitching shop.
Sounds like one of those
not
places
you stitching gotta go. Shop.
All right, so then the next question is, did you spend money?
I did. I bought some fabric. I was so busy talking to the owner and stuff, Christine, and taking pictures and stuff that my mom was looking through all of the DMC Pearl 5 for more Tamari colors and stuff because she didn't like the colors. she initially picked out to do on her ball. So she's like, I'm taking it out and I'm getting different colors. So, and you know how that is when you think you have colors you want and then you start stitching with them, even on cross stitch, anything, and then you get it on there with the other colors, you're like, that's not doing it.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. In your hand, they look one way and then those aren't working at all.
We even took the spool of thread to the store and laid the colors on the spool of thread to see how they looked. But once you get it stitched on, it looks different.
Yep.
You know? So so she was spending a lot of time doing that. So while she was doing that, I was talking and chatting, lots of talking and chatting. And then I bought some fabric from the Fox and Rabbit.
Yep.
That they had 36 count for that A Perfect World cross stitch. I don't remember who it's by. I have it in the cupboard, but it would make too much noise to take it out. So yeah, I bought some fabric. I was like, oh, I need to buy something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what can I buy? And I was like, what charts do I want? I don't know. I need fabric, though, for this piece, you know? So that's what I bought.
Yeah, that's always a, because I always feel that way when I visit a shop. Mm-hmm. I should at least buy something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if I've been there a long time just poking around, I should at least walk out of there with something. So, a piece of linen or two pieces or whatever, that's always a safe one, even if you don't need it. It won't go to waste. Somewhere along the way, you'll have a use for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that way too. It's like, I don't even want to go into a shop unless I'm prepared to at least buy something.
Right. Yeah, I got to walk out of there. I don't feel right going in a shop and not walking out with a bag full with something in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we went to, right before that, we left in Loveland. We left my aunt's house in Fort Collins, and then Loveland is right there. And my cousin had told me about this new quilting shop in Loveland. And I don't remember love of quilting, everything. I don't know. So there's this quilting shop. So I was like, oh, let's stop by the quilting shop. And I did buy a couple of fat quarters of batik fabric for my Hawaiian quilt that I'm doing. Because I was like, oh, what can I buy? I don't know. Oh, I need more pink and blue for my quilt.
Yeah.
So I bought fabric there, and then we went to the stitching shop. Yeah, my mom and I were like, we don't need to stop anywhere on the way home, do we? No, we don't. Okay. And we stopped like 10 places. It took us 8 hours to get home, and it should have taken 3.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
We had fun, right?
Yeah, you went out there to spend time with your mom. It's what you do. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Yep. Well, all right. Well, that's got to go on the list to visit a stitching shop. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's big, and the lighting's excellent. They have everything. Mm. And they do have an online. And she said that they have more in inventory, though, than they've managed to get online on the website, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure you can always call the store and, you know.
Yeah, that's got to be for stores. Keeping that online shopping system up to date has got to be just constant.
You need at least, like, someone to do that full time. Like, that's their job. You handle the website and making sure that everything in stock is online.
Yep.
And that's got to be huge.
Oh, I would think, to keep, because that's the trouble. If you don't keep it up to date, then people try to use it to shop. Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of that. Well, what's it doing up there then?
It's like we're not really out of it. If you call, we just haven't had time to populate the website.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's one of the things, too, is if you have a shop like that and it doesn't show on their website, at least call, because there's a good chance that they have it. They can all get it. You know, they can all get anything. Right. It's not a matter. So if they have 9 of 10 things, call them and ask. And
she said that they have a lot more in stock than they've managed to get on the website because it's just a lot of work. You have to, you know, somebody has to enter it and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's just it. A lot of those shops, the fun part can be if you could get into the drawers underneath and see the stuff that has not been out or has not been on display and, all kinds of treasures in there. Yep.
Right. Yeah. I remember when we went the first time I went a couple years ago, I bought a lot of stuff. I bought this one cool kit and stuff. I was like, oh, we're checking out. And I saw this, it's this Halloween and it's on this like poison green fabric and it's all black.
Oh.
And it's a little kit and it comes and you sew it. I don't think it's banding, but you sew it into like a banding strip.
Oh.
And then it's got the little top, which is a witch's hat, and the little bottom, which is feet, like wooden feet, those little top and bottom bits. And it's super cute. I haven't started it yet, but I bought it because I was like, I have to have that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you look around and they've got all this cute stuff. And they have a lot of Brazilian embroidery stuff. They even have a Brazilian embroidery club. Like the Colorado Brazilian Embroiderers or something like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and you know that Edmar floss, which is what they use for Brazilian embroidery?
Rings a bell.
Have you heard of it, Edmar? Yeah. It's really, like, I had bought some for a project. And it's kind of squirrely, you know, but it does beautiful for the Brazilian embroidery. And that's what it's made for.
That's interesting that there would be enough to have a club in Denver.
Yeah. It's on their website. And she has a Facebook, too, that, you know, you can join. And that's where she puts a lot of the events and stuff. And
Great. Yeah. You found a good one. Well, you didn't find it. You knew it was there, but...
Yeah, I know, but it's like, if I lived there, I could go work there, right?
Imagine that. Yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, you got to walk out of there with something. Even if you just grab half dozen skeins of DMC, you got to walk out of there with something.
Yeah. I bought fabric for something that I'm wanting to start relatively soon.
Yep. So there we go.
I've started a lot of stuff. But I'm kind of keeping up on my WIPCO, kind of. You know what I did in April? Because I remember the, since I showed, I gave Fisher his hockey player. That was my secret stitching. I made Fisher the hockey player for his birthday.
Yeah, your nephew, and, nephew, right?
Yes, my nephew Fisher, my brother's little guy. And because he plays ice hockey. They all, Kevin and Carrie and Fisher, all play ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Like year round. But, so what I did on my WIPCO board is because I was working on that so much, I made it when I altered my board to reflect what I was stitching so that I could win that month on my WIPCO.
There you go. Yep.
You know?
When in doubt, fix it so you win. Yeah.
Yeah. See? You don't have to be like, oh, I failed. No. Nobody says you can't change your WIPCO board to make yourself feel good. And that's exactly what
month.
I did.
Yep, a successful
that's right.
month. Darn right.
And you know what? For this month, I altered some stuff, too.
Yeah. Hey. So, it's your board. So you do what you want. Yep.
Exactly. So if you feel like you're failing on your WIPCO, but you're stitching, but you're like, oh, I don't want to work, you know, just move it. Just change it. Make yourself feel good. It's allowed.
Yep. Nobody's going to hunt you down. That's for sure.
Exactly.
So, all right. A good trip. So, I think we better wrap it up here.
Okay. Yep. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been an hour. I've been yapping a lot.
That's quite all right. We didn't show up to have silence, so.
That's true.
All right. So join us tonight, Art Prints with Beth, and then Sunday, our big 500th show.
Wow.
2 o'clock Eastern time, live on the YouTube channel. And it'll be recorded if you can't participate. It'll be recorded like all our live shows are, and then I'm going to record. We've talked about recording the audio track. I don't know that it's going to work.
Okay.
But I'll record it and see. But anyway, it'll be on the YouTube channel, so you can watch it there. So
right.
Yeah.
And remember to enter the drawing.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. So
everybody enter.
Yep.
Only once.
Please. Yes, just once. So Gary at WeTalkFiber.com, subject line is 500. This is the number 500, and then your name and address and the body of the email. You got to send that email to me by midnight central May 28, and that will get you in the drawing for the giveaways during the show. And show sponsored by Cyber Pointers and Sassy Jack Stitchery. And of course, the big giveaway are 10 $50 gift certificates from Sassy Jack's, which is pretty huge.
I know, because it's her 5 year.
Right. Right.
It's your 5 year, 500, her 5 year, and it all works out, and she's doing 500.
Yep.
Look at that, how it works out.
There we have it, right there. So the gang will all be there, and we'll have a good time Sunday for a couple hours and celebrate 500 shows and stitching in general. So join us.
Yep. Awesome. It's going to be a blast.
Yep. All right.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you tonight. Bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.